Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. Happy Thursday to you. And I pray that your day has been going wonderfully blessed and moving in a momentum of just fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost and worshiping our great God. Amen. Now listen. When you live in a state of worship, it doesn't mean that everything is going the way you think it should go in the natural. Hallelujah. But it means that everything is all right because you're in the presence of God, where stuff really matters. Are y'all with me tonight? Amen. So that's my prayer for you today, and not just for today, but for every day of your life. Amen. That you will find yourself, amen, being ushered into the presence of God in worship. Hallelujah. God is so faithful. He is so faithful to us, and we're so grateful to him for challenging us, amen, to be faithful, to live faithful, to show ourselves faithful, to fall in love with him all over again and again and again and again. Hallelujah. To my soul. I don't know about y'all, but I can sit here today and tell you that is not something that just happened years ago when I was born again. Listen, this is an ongoing thing, and I want to be honest with you in my confession because it's good for the soul. I have found myself in places and in situations and dilemmas where I've missed out. How? Not on his goodness, but I missed out, my God, on the fullness of his presence, the fullness of joy. Lord, have mercy. The Bible says, this is our presence, O Lord. It's the, God, have mercy tonight. It's the fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Well, my God, if you're not in his presence, kandalababohosha. Come on, we know he's every place and everywhere at the same time. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about getting under the open heaven. Oh, God. Getting in his presence and worship. Hallelujah, where he can speak to you. Woo! Speak, come on, breathe on you. Breathe into you. Oh, renewed strength. My God, get rid of all the cobwebs of yesterday. Come on up to here tonight. Yeah, come on, be honest with yourself. You find yourself being distracted every now and then to where you can really press into his presence. Yeah. But that's where our joy is. That's where our peace is. Ooh, everything we need is in his presence. Strength to go forward. Hallelujah. Oh, the reminder that you're too close to quit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, please come on and speak to somebody tonight. Hallelujah. While he's stretching you. While he's stretching you and come on here, making more room for himself and pounding you on that potter's wheel. You need to be in his presence. Glory to God, so that you can get all you need from him. Hey, what do you have your hand out for? My God, is it more of his presence? Or is it for what you can get? My God, in the physical, I'm talking about. Are you getting this letter? Are you rubbing on God like he a genie? Lord, have mercy to take us out of love and put religion and prayer from the back into intimacy with you. If it was a shepherd like a 40 clover, then you'd be all right. But he's more than that. Hallelujah. Oh God, help us to come on up. Yes, Shandala Rabosikiyama. When the enemy comes in, come on, what he said, when it comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Come on and tap into your kingdom privilege tonight. You don't have to sit there and let the devil pound on you, getting up in your head, speaking craziness. Cast them out in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Kick him out. Oh, you got the power. Oh, you don't believe you got the power? You don't believe it? Look at all that blood, Jesus. Come on up in here tonight, somebody. Look at all the blood. For you to be a king and a priest unto him. Why are you walking with your head down? A shot to be your call. Oh, God. Oh, God. I never the Bosha. I couple my faith with yours. I said, I couple my faith with yours. I put my faith with yours tonight, beloved one. I said, you're a winner. Oh, you're an overcomer. More than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Rise up and sing. Rise up in the knowledge of who you are in the Lord Jesus. Oh, by the power of the blood, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we drive out satanic thoughts, demonic intimations and hints and suggestions in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said we drive it out. We drive it out. We boot it out. We cast it out. Let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. You have not been given the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. You don't have to be afraid. I said, you don't have to be afraid tonight. His perfect love casts out all fear. I don't care what they said or what they're doing. I don't care what comes in the mail, what doctor's phone call you get. Jesus bless. Hallelujah. And you win. You win because of that. Terrible Shandia. I said, you win because he got up. What? Now, it was enough, Lord, that this is not where I plan to go, but it's all right because you in charge. Hallelujah. It would be one thing if he stayed there. If he stayed on that cross, it was just his body was just dumped in. Come on here, in an open grave, like a piece of garbage. Come on up here tonight, like they did the other ones that were crucified. But he's so precious. The Bible says that it was the Arimathean, the Simon of Arimathea. Hallelujah! That came and asked for the body of Jesus and buried him in a tomb. Come on here, that was now, never used before. Lord have mercy. Fit for a king. Hallelujah, Jesus. Then the Bible says that on the third day, they went to come on up in here tonight, somebody. They went to anoint his body and they couldn't find him there. Why are you seeking the living among the dead? Why are you looking for answers in dead places? Wow. He's alive and he got up for you with all power. In his hand. Hey, Baba Kashma. I said he didn't stay there. Hallelujah. Sister Paige, how do you know you weren't there? No, I was not there physically. But something happened to me. I said, something happened to me. Something happened to me. My God, my God. And something keeps on happening. On a daily basis, the more I never seek him, the more he's showing himself. Lord Jesus, give us our seek back. Will you do that, Mashanda Baha? Give us our seek back. Where nothing else matters, nothing else matters. But getting in your presence. You remember the time when you couldn't wait to get home so you could pray. So you could really go for broke. My God, have mercy. Somebody feel it right now. You feel it stirring up. Can't wait till the churn go to sleep. Can't wait to up. Come on up in here tonight, somebody. Wait until you've done all your housework. Come on. Made all your phone calls. Did your laundry, whatever. So you can get alone in his presence where it counts. That's where you need to be. I said, that's where we need to be. That's where he wants us. Close to him. You don't want nobody close to you that you don't love. Come on up and hear somebody. Hallelujah. You want to be close to the one you love. Get a little closer. Don't be shy. Wow. Hallelujah. He's calling us closer, closer, closer. Oh, God, help me tonight. Oh, Lord, please help me tonight. God wants somebody to come closer. Get out of there, out of court. Oh, God. Come on out of there. Go past, lifting up your hands. Come on and get closer. It's more than a wave. Hi, Jesus, how you doing? It's more. It's more than just being acquainted. Come closer. Yesha, Baba. Sit at his feet. Let me be kosh. Oh, God, let him touch you. Hallelujah. I said, let him touch you. Don't be afraid. Let me be kish manda babo kush manda daha. A lot of us get so nervous when Jesus starts moving because Holy Ghost, come on in the room, come on. And we're so scared he's going to touch us. We're so comfortable with the level we're in. But God is calling for you to come closer tonight. He wants you to come on up. Oh, come on up a little higher. God have mercy. Your obedience to this call tonight to come closer is going to bring deliverance in your house. You don't want to have no church, but it's all right. Everybody's going to get it. Yeah. I said, you're coming to cloud. Yeah. It's going to bring deliverance in your heart for your loved ones. Whether they live in your geographical region or not. Deliverance for the captives. Got your name on it. If you would just come closer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Ghost, let's try to move. With Holy Ghost, if you're not finished, I ain't moving. Glory be to God. We want to look into the Word tonight. Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 26. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 26. Let us begin to read in the King James Version. Now it came to pass on a certain day, one day, that he, Jesus, went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go unto the other side of the lake. I'm getting happy already, y'all. And they launched forth. Whenever Jesus opens his mouth and speaks into things, you better believe there's going to be a move of God. Lord, I'm trying to stay calm. Lord, have mercy. And God speaking to your heart tonight, challenging you to come closer. He got some good up his sleeve for you. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Look at what it says. Well, a certain day he got into the ship with the boys. He said, come on now. Let's go to the other side. I hear God tonight saying to you, beloved precious jewel, baby boy, baby girl, let's go to the other side. You've been in this place long enough. It's time for you to move. And not just move out. but I want you to come with me. Come on with me to the other side. There's greater glory waiting. Revelation and manifestation, yeah. On the other side. I know you're comfortable here, but we got to go to the other side. Hallelujah. And they launched forth. May I congratulate you on your launching tonight. Hallelujah. Hip hip hooray, umbrella. Because you believe God. And you said, oh, I'm going with you. I'm going with Jesus all the way. I'm not worried about how dark it is out there. Lord, I come by the Lord. I'm ready to launch forth. I'm ready to launch forth. Lord, beat me up. Jesus, I can't do. I'm stuck. Complacent. Foolish. I don't want to talk. Barren. In this place, Lord, and I'm ready to go with you to the other side. But as they failed, look at verse 23. He fell asleep. Now you done launched forth. You done said, ah, Captain, yes, sir. Let's go, Jesus, let's go. And in the midst of the mission, the captain of the ship falls asleep. Mm-hmm. You done sold all your seeds. Y'all don't want to talk. You done put all your eggs in that basket. Well, yes, I can, because God said. And he falls asleep. Not like Almighty Jesus went to sleep and everything was calm. But the Bible says here that there came down a storm of wind on the lake. So in our travels from here to the other side, trouble is bound to arise. That's what we get from the story here. And Jesus is sleeping. What do you do? What do you do when Jesus falls asleep on you? The pains, I don't understand that, because the Bible says he that keeps himself, he that slumbers no sleep. No, no. He don't sleep in that sense. Meaning he ain't slack. He's not going to leave you in trouble and not come. He is an ever present help in trouble. Every now and then it'll feel like God done broke. Come on, he done broke camp on you. He done left you. He done gone to sleep. He don't hear you. He ain't listening. He on vacation. But I want you to see something tonight. Look what happened to them. They were all gung-ho. Like some of you, all gung-ho about what Jesus has challenged you to do. The vision he showed you. The miracle he's promised. And here comes a storm. Winds blowing in every which way. All hell breaking loose. Chaos erupting in your house. In your finances. Come on here, the bond of the boss. In your body, glory, Baba. In your mind, the place you don't have to talk about. Glory to God. And what happened? They were filled with water. Let the flood come. They kind of don't go smile. And they were in jeopardy. So listen, God, listen, he's not slow. And he understands that we in trouble. My children about to drown. He knows about it. Did it ever occur to you that maybe he sent the storm on purpose to bring you to a place of faith that is unshakable? To bring you to a place of unbroken fellowship that is undeniable? And then ever occur to you to bring you to a place of communion, seated in holy communion with him? Did it ever occur to you that he sent that storm on purpose? And the flood that came with it, knowing that your boat would sink while he's on board. Oh, Lord, it would be something else if he wasn't there. But here you are right here. I got the Lord. I am with you. Yeah, I got that. I got that in my arsenal. Though I was with you always, I will never leave or forsake you. So you are here, Jesus, but to sleep. They came for him and woke him up. Said, Master, Master, we in verse 24. We perish. We are about to die. We're going to drown. We're going down for the last time. But that's Yando. You called us out here. We don't have a lot of Some of us have been ostracized by family because we left the family business to follow you, Lord Jesus. And here we are going down and you snoring. Please, God. Come to the Baba, some Baba. Hallelujah. Jesus got up. He got up, he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging water. And they ceased and there was a calm. Now, please understand, this is not no little boom, 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 boom thunderstorm. Come on here. This is a storm out on the water, out on the lake. My God, the Bible says in the Amplified Version, these waves were violent. Michael, there could have been a hurricane up out there. Come on. Where the water's getting in the boat. Well, they just laughing up against the side. There's a slide. There's a slide. A lot of trouble. A lot of problems. Flood of dilemmas. Flood of delusions. Flood of challenges. Lord, I understand. Flood of sickness. Carrying them down and under. But when Jesus got up, he rebuked the storm. He rebuked the wind and the raging water, and they stopped. They became calm. And he said unto them, where's your faith? God is asking us tonight. Don't you know that I know everything there is to know about you? Don't you know that I love you with an undying love? Rebbe Kishman, don't you know that my perfect, perfect love cast out all fear? Hala Mosha, don't you know who you serve? Don't you know in whom you have believed? Have I ever left you before? Shut the day. Have I ever left you out in the cold, abandoned and helpless? Have I ever done that? Yandere Bikish. Am I a man that I should lie? Am I the son of man that I should repent? No, no, no. He asked them, now listen, y'all walk with me and seen all these miracles and things. You've seen my work. You raised the dead, cast out devils and healed the sick. Come on, remember the coin in the fish's mouth? Yeah. Well, where's your faith? What happened to your confidence in me? Why don't you trust me? Is everything too hard for God? Is there anything impossible with him? No, absolutely not, absolutely not. Where's your faith? And they being afraid, one to say one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him. This man, this Jesus spoke to wind. I don't think we really understand this here. He spoke to wind, that which is not under the control of anybody but God. He but spoke to it. How? Water. He spoke to the raging water, flood, and sea. And it listened to him. It is the water and wind have life. Almost like they have personality, that they have ears to hear. Rebecca, let me ask y'all a question tonight. If the wind and the sea can obey him, what's wrong with us? Just a question. Hallelujah. they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. So I tell you something, Jesus already told them, let's go to the other side. He didn't say, let's go on in case winds and waves come. I want you to panic and lose faith and hope because I can't handle that. That's too much. Let's just pray to the Father that nothing happens all the way. No. That's not what he said. And that's not what he told you, beloved. Every promise of God is yes and amen. Whatever God told you, he's going to perform. Hallelujah. You got to believe it. I said, you got to believe it. God wants us to trust him no matter what. Trust him for the end result. Now, the process, we don't know all the ins and outs, all the details. But we know that he is trustworthy. Well, you can bank on that. Look at his track record. Look at your testimony. Let your record show. He's always showing up for you. He has not changed his mind, neither his love for you. Can I speak by the power of God, the living God, the El Shaddai, great I am, in the name of his Son and our Savior, King Jesus, the living bread. I speak to every wave and wind contrary to the plan of God in your life. I decree and declare that your disappointments and your delusion and confusion about what God is doing is over in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you would understand that Jesus is praying for you. He prays for us. He sits at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for us. That is why he lives. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that you shall get to the other side, not because you have the power to get there on your own, not because you have all the answers and the ins and outs of the rough waves and seas, but because you trust God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, I bless each and every household represented on this line tonight. Every problem, every situation, every dilemma, every disease must dry out in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory for going beyond meeting needs, but exceeding expectation. In Jesus' name and by the power of his blood, we seal this prayer and thank you for the seal of your Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time for tonight. If it be the Lord's will, I'm going to be right back here with you again next Thursday. Same time, same station. We're going to be doing the same thing, talking about God's great love through Jesus Christ, our precious Lord. Hallelujah. Be on the lookout on Facebook for our notes for tonight's service and upcoming announcements, all right? I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless. Bye-bye.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina, 29920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.